Welcome to this podcast about Pacific Biological Laboratories and Cannery Row in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara in AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Pacific Biological Laboratories is a small, unpainted, two-story wood frame building toward the northwest end of Cannery Row that served as a biological supply company operated by Edward F. Ricketts from 1937 to 1948. On property now sandwiched between the Monterey Bay Aquarium and the Intercontinental Hotel in Monterey, California. The firm sold preserved animals, mostly marine specimens, and prepared microscope slides for schools, museums, and research institutions. Specimens, primarily gathered from Monterey Bay, underscore the region's diverse marine life thriving along rocky intertidal reefs. Its operations reflected the era's growing scientific interest in marine biology and ocean exploration. The rocky shore comprises porphyritic granodiorite, the fundamental rock of the Monterey Peninsula. This rock crops out in shades ranging from light gray to moderate pink and features orthoclase crystals measuring 1 to 4 inches. Radiometric dating places its formation in the late Cretaceous, approximately 79.5 million years ago. This rugged geology supports diverse ecosystems and contributes to the bay's ecological richness. Massive granite is cut by pegmatite dikes, typically about 4 inches wide and composed of coarse-grained quartz and feldspar. Weathering erodes the granite between these resilient dikes, creating a rugged surface marked by large boulders and rocky islands that rise above the water. The granite bedrock intruded by dikes not only produces striking landscapes, but also influences local coastal processes, providing ample substrate for benthic organisms and varied animal habitats. Monterey Canyon, beginning off Moss Landing in central Monterey Bay, extends 249 miles to a depth of 11,800 feet, ranking among the world's largest underwater canyons. The canyon delivers nutrient-rich water that upwells near shore, sustaining a food chain of marine mammals, fish, sharks, mollusks, including abalone and squid, birds, turtles, benthic invertebrates, and seaweeds. Kelp forests flourish in the present-day Edward F. Ricketts State Marine Conservation Area, further enriching the marine environment. This dynamic interplay of geology and oceanography shapes Monterey Bay's rich natural heritage. Pacific Biological Laboratories was founded in 1923 by Ed Ricketts and his college roommate Albert E. Gallagher. Gallagher soon moved to Berkeley while Ricketts incorporated the firm in 1924 with 6 additional shareholders. In 1928, the lab relocated after its original building was slated for demolition. Its new waterfront premises comprised a 3-room house, a cement-floored shed, and cement tanks for specimen storage. In 1929, it published its first catalog with the University Apparatus Company of Berkeley. Across Ocean View Avenue, Flora Woods Lone Star Restaurant and the nearby Laida Cafe neighbored the Wing Chong Market, owned by Chinese entrepreneur Wan Yi. In 1936, a fire at the adjacent Del Mar Cannery destroyed the lab and most of Ricketts' belongings. The firm then sold the northwest half of its property to Wan Yi to finance reconstruction and resume operations. The rebuilt rectangular lab opened in 1937. It rests on a concrete slab and features board and batten walls, except along its Cannery Row facade. The ground floor interior consisted of the garage entry, a specimen preparation area with 2 open spaces separated by a wood partition. To the rear of the lab, on a cement deck, are 2 concrete specimen holding tanks that were in place when Ricketts first purchased the property from Vicente Rodriguez in 1928. They had been used as part of a fish salting operation before Ricketts employed them to store dogfish and other marine specimens. In 1949, a year after Ricketts' death, local grocer Yak Yi purchased the building. High school teacher and jazz enthusiast Harlan Watkins later rented it before acquiring it in 1956. 2 years later, after Watkins moved to Europe, Friends, including Frank Wright, Ed Haber, Joe Turner, Fred Fry, and Ed Larsh, bought the building under its historic name for use as a men's social club. Prominent Monterey artists and writers frequented the club until the city of Monterey acquired the building in 1993 when the Cannery Row Foundation restored it. Edward Ricketts was born in Chicago in 1897. After a public school education, he joined the Army during World War I. In 1919, following his discharge, he attended the University of Chicago, where he encountered ocean sciences under the guidance of early ecologist Warder Clyde Alley. Alley's theory of universal social behavior, arguing that animals behave differently in groups than individually, influenced Ricketts' ideas on the interdependence of organisms and physical phenomena. These concepts later underpinned his pioneering study of intertidal habitats along the Pacific coast. Ricketts married Anna Nan Barber Maker in 1922, and with their first child, moved from Chicago to the Monterey Peninsula in 1923. There, he and his former schoolmate, Albert E. Gallagher, founded Pacific Biological Laboratories. Ricketts maintained extensive correspondence with the scientific community, and his broad knowledge of marine life earned him the nickname Doc, as many assumed he held advanced degrees. He authored the ecological classic Between Pacific Tides, published in 1939, which remains a seminal work on intertidal ecology. His deep understanding of marine ecosystems not only advanced scientific inquiry, but also inspired writer John Steinbeck. Steinbeck immortalized him in several novels, including Cannery Row, Sweet Thursday, Burning Bright, In Dubious Battle, The Grapes of Wrath, and The Moon is Down. The two also collaborated on Sea of Cortez, republished in 1951 as The Log from the Sea of Cortez. In 1948, they planned an expedition to British Columbia to study marine life north toward Alaska. A week before the planned journey, while driving across railroad tracks on his way to dinner, Ricketts was struck by a passenger train and died 3 days later. His legacy endures in both scientific literature and popular culture. Ricketts' work bridged the gap between scientific research and public understanding, influencing generations of biologists and naturalists. His integrated approach combined field observation with meticulous documentation, offering fresh insights into the complex relationships among marine species and their environment. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.